Tov. I want to read to you one of the most anticlimactic psukim I've ever come across. I want you just to imagine the emotion of a six parsha. We just had Chet HaEgel last week. We just had a devastation of the God-man relationship. All the plans of building the Mishkan, of post-Matan Torah, scratched. So, Parsha Vayakel, we start again. Okay, we're going to collect again. We're going to restart the relationship. We're going to, in a sense, you know, we canceled the wedding, ripped up the dress. We're now going to rebuy everything. We're going to reorder the flowers, reorder the food. And the first two Aliyot are all about gathering and the excitement of gathering all the materials that bring together the gold and the precious stones. And ready for the climax? Ready? Here's the climactic end. After two full Aliyot of that, Kol Ish V'Isha, Asher Nadav Libam Otam Lavi the Kol Melacha Shetziva Hashem Lasot Biyad Moshe, all the men and women who had volunteered in their heart and had pledged to go ahead and to bring everything to make the Mishkan, guess what they did? Heviu Bnei Yisrael Nadav Al Hashem. They did it. I don't know. I read it. I was kind of disappointed. Kind of expect, kind of bigger rallying cry. Where's that story about they brought too much? They brought more and Moshe had to stop them. Guess what? After all this work? Oh, they did it. I don't know why. It just like, you know, maybe it's just the Oscars are influencing me. But I just kind of expected there to be something more. And I briefly mentioned this to my wife last night. My wife is a professional fundraiser. And when I mentioned it to her, she looked at me and she said, "What are you, crazy? It's amazing." I said, "Why?" She said two things. She says, "Listen, we run an annual campaign every year. Never, ever have we gotten 100% of the people who pledged to actually pay." And two, she said, "We have an entire department who chases all year round all the people who pledged and kind of, you know, it takes them days, months, often years to pay up their pledge." So when Am Yisrael come and say they pledged, they brought it, and they actually gave it, that's a really big deal. Because most of the time, we pledge to do lots of things. And whatever. It's just words. Probably don't mean what we're saying anyways. I mean, we're in election season. We pledge lots of things. How often do we really keep it? I'm going to move to one of my favorite Svarim for a second. So Rav Tzadok in Tzidkas HaTzadik, opening pages, asks a very important question. He says, what makes a Tzadik different from the regular person? What's the DNA of a Tzadik that makes you a Tzadik? And after rejecting all the possibilities that most of us probably would have suggested, he has a very, very simple solution. He says, what makes a tzaddik is that, listen, he actually does what he says he'll do. Now, we all have moments of inspiration. We all have moments where we say to ourselves, I'm going to stay later tonight to Beit Midrash. I'm going to do chazara. I'm going to do a mitzvah. I'm going to give tzedakah. We all equally share in moments of inspiration. What separates the tzaddik from everyone else is that tzaddik actually does it. For most of us, we've got those moments, they come and they go. Yeah, I thought about doing that, didn't end up happening. The only difference between a tzaddik and a non-tzaddik, says Rav Tzadok, is whether or not you do what you pledge, you do what you think. We all have ample inspiration within ourselves. We all have had thoughts about religiosity, about mitzvot, about tzitzit, about all different things that we know we should do or we know we shouldn't do. And we've all probably said to ourselves, you know what? That's it. Tomorrow. How often do we actually listen to what we say and do what we pledge we will do? Maybe the anticlimactic message of the beginning of this week's parsha is, you know what? Doing what we say we'll do, doing the things we pledge to ourselves, is a lot harder than we think. Have a good day.